one of the most amazing things you can ever experience or watch is watching a butterfly leave a cocoon. And it's been formed in that cocoon, and it's time to stretch its wing. And I believe actually we all have a cocoon around us that may keep us safe, actually too safe. But there is a time for leaving the old and entering the new. Sometimes we have to walk through the crowd to get there. And something new was happening in someone I used to know, and they were changing. They were leaving. There was like a spark in their eyes, and people were starting to notice and comment and ask questions. They were leaving a tired old cocoon. It had been a safe place, but now it was getting too cramped and tight for all the work they'd been doing on the inside. It had been mostly hidden work, and only a few knew the struggles and suffering they had been through. But now it was time to evolve. And when the memories joined up and the story gained clarity, things began to make sense. When she was offered new truth and insights, further sense was made about who she truly was. Lightbulb thinking moments began to spark, and then it was like a whole street row of lights glowed and a path was shown. You know, massive learnings were beginning to take place. What she had learned and believed about her sons once was now being turned upside down. You know, she was starting to see life the right way up. I've noticed that often when people have the sense of emergence, that there are several responses. Number one is that there's a wonderment and joy. You know, everything seems fresh and alive and full of adventurous invitation. There is a whole new world to explore. The second response is anger and grief. You know, there can be a grief over what's been lost because they've been in that cocoon. And there can be anger at you know, what's kept them there in the prison for so long. Third, there can be a celebration from others. You know, people notice and rejoice in the change. Maybe there's a fourth response, and that's ambivalence. People don't notice. They are so trapped in their own small worlds that they don't realize what's going on. They don't seem to care. A fifth response to the person's change is a rejection. Some people will question it, challenge it, and possibly completely reject it. It makes them feel uncomfortable, see the ripples of newness. In an interesting little story of Jesus, we see him breaking out of the cocoon of others' expectations. Their response was a desire to kill the butterfly. He had just announced to his township who he really was, and they didn't like take kindly to his divinity. In Luke chapter 4, verse 29, it says, they got up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, so they might turn him off, hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through their midst and went on his way. At times you have to leave the town that you've been in for so long and leave the mindset of that town. The next time he came to town, the town still kept him in the framework of the past. In Matthew 13, it says that he came to the hometown and began to teach the people in the synagogue, so that they were astounded and said, where did this man get this wisdom from and his deeds of power? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is this not Mary's son? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? You know, we know them all. And are not all his sisters here with us? Where did this man get all this? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, prophets are without honor except in their own country and in their own house. And he did not do many deeds of power because of their unbelief. You know, the town saw Jesus as a carpenter, as a carpenter's son. And you know, Mary's son and sisters and brothers. That was his identity for which they could place him in. The markers of identity were true. But he had left the cocoon of their context. They were trying to fit the box of their context around the Son of God, and that's impossible. No miracles happened there. Nothing of life-changing power happened for them. Jesus moved on through the crowd yet again, leaving them behind in their own cocoon. What's your cocoon? What are the walls you are pressing up against that need to be broken, need to be pulled apart? Are there some beliefs about yourself that you need to tear away? Are you allowing others to define your town? There is a beauty and a purpose that may well be waiting for expression. Let it come in its own time and walk through the crowd, because, as Mother Teresa said, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Some quotes for us to consider. I really like this one from Anisanan. And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Life is a process of becoming, a combination of states we have to go through. Where people fail is that they wish to elect a state and remain in it. This is a kind of death. Living never wore one out as much as the effort not to live. Life is truly known only to those who suffer, lose, endure adversity, and stumble from defeat to defeat. Perfection is static, and I am full of progress. Abnormal pleasures kill the taste for normal ones. Anisanan. And this is from Mother Teresa. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you'll win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Mother Teresa. Here's a quote from Anatole France. All changes, even the most longed for, have their melancholy, for what we leave behind is part of us, part of ourselves. We must die to one life before we can enter into another. Some Richard Rohr. The word change normally refers to new beginnings, but transformation more often happens not when something new begins, but when something old falls apart. The pain of something old falling apart, disruption and chaos, invites the soul to listen at a deeper level. It invites and sometimes forces the soul to go to a new place because the old place is not working anymore. That's Richard Rohr. And a last quote from Richard. Change can either help people to find a new beginning, or it can cause people to close down and turn bitter. The difference is determined by the quality of our inner life, or what we call spirituality. Change of itself just happens. Spiritual transformation is an active process of letting go, living in the confused dark space for a while, and allowing yourself to be spit up on a new and an unexpected shore. You can see why Jonah, in the belly of the whale, is such an important symbol for many Jews and Christians. A couple of questions. What frameworks do you and others keep yourself in? Number two, have you had any experience of leaving a cocoon? What was it like? How did others respond? Number three, what is the cocoon you need to begin to let go of? Hey, thanks for listening or watching this little video. I really appreciate people who listen, and they might email me and contact me and just share what's happening with them from these podcasts and videocasts. And if you'd like to do that, email address is barry@turningthepage.info. And if you'd like to support what I'm doing here, all you have to do is come over to turningthepage.info/support, and you'll find lots of ways in which you can help me keep on doing this. And I do pray you have a great week, and start listening for where God might be saying, yeah, there's a cocoon that you need to actually let go of. Hey, thanks very much. We'll see you next week. Bye.